The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission says 22 strikes involving about 100,000 employees in the public sector have been recorded over the implementation of the single spine salary structure. Speaking to Radio Ghana, head of legal services of the commission, Augustine Ahami, said most of strikes were illegal since parties involved were still on negotiation table. According to him, productivity has greatly affected as well as delivery of service to government business. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
Between 2010, when the single spine salary structure implementation took off, and up to mid-May 2013, we had 22 strike actions. And these strike actions are only related to the implementation of the single spine pay policy. Other strikes are not included in this one. And those 22 strikes involve 100,000 employees in the public service.
Are you able to tell us the breakdown? Which sectors of workers went on this strike within this period?
The health sector and then the education sector. For the health sector, we have the Ghana Medical Association, then we have Government and Hospital Pharmacies Association.
Being a legal officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, how will you describe the strike?
The strikes took place when we're still negotiating. When negotiations are going on, we don't expect employees to go on strike, but they do this just to twist the arms of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Then, and the normal we don't give in, because when we are negotiating, that is when the negotiations are not broken down, you don't go on strike. And even if it's broken down, there are other avenues for you to turn your grievances. You go to the National Bar Commission, and there they can set up an arbitration panel or mediation panel to look into the grievance. And then one way or the other, solution is found.
So, are you saying that these strikes were illegal?
Yes, since they were the strike which came on when negotiations were still going, it means that they were not lawful. They were illegal.
But some people say the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, you engage in a bad fit of negotiation. That's why they sometimes have to embark on illegal strike. What do you have to say about this?
That is not correct. You see, in times past, what they do is that they know that strike actions will be the last resort for which to get their demands met. But we are saying that, yes, if you go on strike, it's rather threatening us not to give in, because that will not solve the problem. You are demanding something from government, and we need to evaluate whatever you are demanding and see whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, because we have guidelines driving the new pay policy.
But why is it that the education and the health sectors always go on strike?
The point is this. Because of their large numbers, they thought if they use their large numbers, they could intimidate the government team. But we recorded some of these strikes.
Can you quantify the loss of productivity as regards to this number of strikes and back up on?
Yes, of course. Government loses. When strikes are ongoing, is affected, and delivery of public service is affected.
Your communicate issue at the end of the National Stakeholder Forum. Are the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission satisfied with the issues arrived at?
Yes. Some of the recommendations have been made. Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, in conjunction with the Ministry of Employment and Social Labor Relations, as well as the Ministry of Finance and the stakeholders, that is the labor unions and associations, we are going to set up a post-forum implementation committee to discuss extensively the recommendations.
That was the legal officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Augustine Ahami.
The National Labour Commission, NLC, says ineffective communication and incompetence on the part of some labour representatives, as well as bad faith during negotiations, largely accounted for labour agitations, especially in the public sector. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the acting executive secretary of the NLC, Ms. Bernice Welbeck, says she expects at the end to this agitations, she expects an end to these agitations since the issues were discussed among parties involved at the National Stakeholders Forum in Ho. She spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
A number of factors contributed to that state of affairs. And I'm saying that state of affairs because we're hoping that after the forum forward, things will change. One major issue, or some of the issues, was the lack of good faith by some of the parties to the negotiation process. You know, a lack of good faith could happen in so many ways. A lack of proper communication could be part of it. Parties holding on to entrenched position could be a factor. Parties also holding on to information. And that is, lack of transparency could also be a factor. Do proper work on the issues to understand what exact issues are in dispute what is expected to guide the deliberations and all that.
During the forum, did these issues come up?
They did. You know, we were in a syndicate group. The syndicate group where we had managing industrial differences. These issues were pronounced there. We discussed them. And in our presentation, we did present the issues as we have identified them and also made suggestions or recommendations on the way forward. We expect that the parties, once the issues have been identified, once the NLC has come out with the observations that it has made with respect to the disputes that came up, the parties would use it as lessons in bettering the process moving forward.
Ms. Welbeck denied allegations that the National Labour Commission is ineffective.
When you say that instructions and they don't take it, I would want to know exactly, if you can give me an example, because this has been said over and over again and it has to be put in context. So for us to explain what exactly, because the parties, each of the parties in the employment relationship or in the process has a duty to perform, right? So if you place the proper context, I would be able to respond.
Some of the labor unions, taking that of the Ghana Medical Association, for instance, mm-hmm. while negotiations are ongoing, but still they will still be on strike.
If you remember, in the recent case that happened, when the GMA was on strike, when we heard the matter and we determined, I mean the Labor Commission determined the matter, and we said this is the way to go, this is the award, and they continued with the strike, the NLC went to court. If you remember, the NLC went to court to compel them to call off the strike. And in fact, that was done. So I don't know what the situation, but we actually went to court to compel them. In the cases of where a strike is declared illegal by the NLC because the due processes, and remember, when we say a strike is illegal, it is not just something coming off our head. It is in accordance with the law, because if due processes under the law are not followed, it means that the strike is unlawful. Now, if a strike is unlawful, the remedies for unlawful strike are spelled out in the law, and it is for the other party that is suffering as a result of that illegal or unlawful action to take the remedy as it is in the law. It is not for the NLC to apply that remedy. So that is the situation.
The acting executive secretary of NLC, Ms. Bernice Welbeck.